Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Residents of Manhattan's West Side are rallying at City Hall this morning, protesting a proposed casino that's zoned to go up at Hudson Yards. Our Marla Diamond following the story.
It's the state, not the city, that will be awarding three downstate casino licenses by the end of the year. But West Side residents opposed to a gaming hall at Hudson Yards are hoping to persuade council members to speak out. They fear a casino will bring noise, traffic, and crime, and reduce a plan for affordable housing at Hudson Yards. But there are also many at this hearing in favor of a casino, namely the Hotel and Gaming Trades AFL-CIO, that would benefit from the jobs it will bring. The casino's developers say the plan would also add a new 5-acre park, a new K-8 public school, and a daycare center. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Bodega workers in the city are once again calling for panic buttons. The latest push from the United Bodegas of America comes after three men posed as cops and robbed a store in Bed-Stuy over the weekend. Two employees and a customer were forced to the ground at gunpoint and tied up. No one was hurt, but the robbers have not yet been caught. The buttons act as silent alarms to alert police to respond to emergencies. Artificial intelligence is coming to the MTA. The agency will soon use AI to detect problems on subway platforms. MTA Chief Security Officer Michael Kemper.
We are working in partnership with technology companies to explore predictive tools, AI, and other interventions to enable us to target resources and act in real time. And we will continue to explore wider applications across the system.
Kemper says the technology will allow AI to analyze security cameras and alert police of any issue, such as someone acting out irrationally. MTA officials insist the AI will only detect behaviors and not people through facial recognition. With Mother's Day less than 2 weeks away, a new list is out of the most popular flowers by state. Uber Eats used data from plant orders last Mother's Day and found out that, of course, roses were the go-to flowers for moms in most states. Here in New York, tulips were brought the most, believe it or not, while mixed bouquets led the way in New Jersey. Well, if flowers aren't mom's thing, gift baskets with food items such as chocolate-dipped strawberries, brownies, or cakes were also popular. California spent the most on mom last year, with the average gift basket coming in at just under $95. New York came in second at $75. The National Retail Federation estimates that Mother's Day spending here in the U.S. will be more than $34 billion. That's slightly higher than last year. Three people have been stabbed at a NYCHA building in East New York in what police are calling a domestic dispute. The violence started around 6:30 last night at the Linden Houses. A 35-year-old man was stabbed in the back. A 26-year-old man was slashed in the wrist. And a 29-year-old woman was stabbed in the arm. All three are expected to survive. Police say the 26-year-old is considered the suspect. So far, there have been no arrests, and it's not yet known what led up to that stabbing. Cell phones will soon be banned at public schools in New York as part of the state's budget deal. Governor Hochul says the ban will begin in September and will help to improve the mental health of young people.
We protected our kids before from cigarettes, alcohol, and drunk driving, and now we're protecting them from addictive technology designed to hijack their attention. Cell phones have dragged too many of our kids into dark places, but together, with this change in policy, we're helping them climb back into the light.
The budget deal also includes inflation relief checks for middle-class and lower-income families. Families can receive up to $400, while individuals can expect $200. Governor Hochul says the checks are funded by the higher-than-expected sales tax revenue. There could be some headaches on the horizon for LIRR commuters. Amtrak is mulling over a plan to shut down two of its four East River tunnels to fix Sandy damage. MTA officials say the plan is too risky and will greatly impact service in and out of Grand Central for years. Governor Hochul is urging Amtrak to find other ways to do the work. Amtrak insists a complete shutdown is the only way to fix the tunnels, saying it intends to minimize disruptions while still maintaining the majority of train service by closing one tube at a time. The project could be completed by 2028. No one could accuse New York of not being a dynamic city, but apparently we are not the world's most dynamic city, according to a new IESE Cities in Motion Index. They gave world cities a score on nine different factors, which didn't just include restaurants, culture, nightlife, cool neighborhoods like a best cities list would. Their factors included human capital, social economy, mobility and transportation, urban planning, the city's international profile, and technology. And London came out on top as number one. New York did come in at number two. Paris, Tokyo, and Berlin rounded out the top five. And believe it or not, Washington, D.C. came in at number six. Madison Avenue will be in full bloom today. The New York Botanical Garden and the Madison Avenue Business Improvement District are presenting NYBG in Bloom. 18 Madison Avenue stores will feature floral displays in their windows and in-store festivities to benefit the New York Botanical Garden. Matthew Bauer is president of the Madison Avenue bid.
New York City is very much in bloom right now. As you walk our streets, you see the flowers budding. So it really is a time of renewal, a time of optimism, a time that we feel even closer to the possibilities that New York brings.
So if you make purchases in any of those Madison Avenue stores, that will benefit the New York Botanical Garden. Participating retailers are creating a floral show within their storefronts, too, for the week-long festival. And they will theme their floral display to coincide with NYBG's upcoming summer exhibition, Van Gogh's Flowers. A transformation for the New York Amsterdam News. The newspaper will soon turn its historic newsroom into a museum, highlighting black journalism. The paper was founded in 1909 and was one of the oldest black-owned newspapers in the country. The new museum on Frederick Douglass Boulevard near the Apollo Theater is expected to open by the end of 2027.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.